A former UW lacrosse chancellor was fired after university leaders found out he made and appeared in pornographic videos online. Now a committee is considering whether to take away his tenured teaching post as well. It's Thursday, June 20th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has renamed the state law library in honor of the first woman to practice as an attorney in the state, but even that was tied up in the ongoing political divisions on the court. And Summerfest kicks off today along Milwaukee's lakefront. Stay with us.
Politics, environment, trade, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at WPR.org/givewitoday.
The former chancellor of the University of Wisconsin La Crosse said his appearance in online pornographic videos is protected under free speech rights. Joe Gao made the case during a public hearing yesterday. A faculty senate committee is considering whether he should be terminated from his tenured teaching job. Gao was fired from his position as chancellor by the Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents back in December. He was also placed on paid administrative leave. The firing followed the discovery that Gao and his wife made and distributed online porn videos. During the sometimes tense hearing, Gao called the administration's charges, quote, bogus, and claimed they did not relate to his teaching or service to the university.
Do faculty have the right to engage in free speech in their personal lives, particularly on contemporary social media? I hope that you will vote in favor of that essential freedom rather than help to suppress it.
The hearing is expected to continue today. The committee's recommendation will go to the Board of Regents for a final decision. Former Dane County Judge Jim Troupas faces a felony for his role in trying to overturn the 2020 election results. But as Sarah Lear reports, it's an open question whether he'll get to keep his law license.
Unlike in other states, a felony conviction for Troupas in Wisconsin would not automatically trigger the loss of his law license. Stacy Rosenzweig specializes in representing lawyers facing disciplinary proceedings. She says state officials must open an investigation if an attorney is convicted of a crime. But regulators only pursue discipline if that crime reflects badly on someone's ability to practice law.
Crimes involving dishonesty, misrepresentation, fraud, those are always going to reflect adversely.
Even without a conviction, Wisconsin regulators can investigate attorney misconduct. A court spokesperson declined to say whether Troupas is facing such an inquiry, citing confidentiality rules. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin law changed 30 years ago to give financial oversight of Milwaukee public schools to the district superintendent. Democratic Senator Chris Larson says that's led to the district's current troubles. A series of financial errors and missed deadlines have led to turmoil in the district. Larson says eliminating the position that oversaw Milwaukee school finances for the school board gave the superintendent too much power.
They ended up shifting away the financial managed oversight from the school board and putting it all under the superintendent along with instructional duties. That it shows that the school board was, by design, kept in the dark.
Howard Fuller led MPS in the 1990s and pushed for the change. He says the superintendent should have financial oversight. Fuller says the district's troubles are due to the current administration. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will remove the name of former conservative justice David Prosser from the state law library. Rich Kramer reports the court will rename it in honor of the state's first woman lawyer.
The library will be named after Lavinia Goodell, who was admitted to practice law in 1874 by the Rock County Circuit Court and drafted a bill that would allow women to practice law across the state. In a statement, liberal Supreme Court Justice Jill Karofsky called Goodell a pioneer for women and the legal profession. The law library was named after Justice David Prosser in 2016. That decision was controversial because it came 5 years after he was accused of placing his hands around a liberal colleague's neck. No criminal charges were filed, and a formal complaint was never resolved by the court. A social media post by conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley called the name change a, quote, petty and vindictive maneuver by the liberal majority. A statement from the court says an official naming ceremony will be held at a future date. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, Summerfest kicks off today along Milwaukee's lakefront. Robert DeAndrea has more on the festival that strives to have something for everyone.
Summerfest was certified as the world's largest music festival in 1999. Steve Como has been working there since 1996. He moves drum sets and guitar amps to make for easy changeovers between bands. This year, Como is playing drums in the band Waiting for Eddie.
It's our first gig, which is kind of crazy.
Como says the festival has something for everyone, including headline acts in the afternoon. Music writer Matt Wild agrees.
It's been a slow and steady thing, realizing that, yes, I am in the 3 o'clock in the afternoon demographic. And yes, I am among the folks who are really excited to see, you know, the Gin Blossoms play.
Gin Blossoms will be on the American Family Insurance house stage this afternoon. Robert DeAndrea, Wisconsin Public Radio.
I am also a fan of the Gin Blossoms. That should be a fun show. That'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Deneen Smith and John Davis. As always, we're back in your podcast feed again tomorrow morning, so hit subscribe and we'll be there automatically. Until then, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.